Today, I am showing you how to change your moaning into manifestations. Now, I totally understand what it feels like to be a moaner. I used to be a chronic complainer. I remember reading the book called A Complaint-Free World, and at the end of that book, it has a challenge to try not to moan for a period of time. I think it was 30 days, and me and my husband tried to do it, and we would catch each other out complaining. And I couldn't even make it past 1 hour without complaining about something. I was definitely a massive complainer. And taking this challenge really helped me to be aware that I was complaining so much. It didn't necessarily help me to stop complaining straight away, but just being aware that you are complaining all the time really helps you to understand what your thought process is and the words that are coming out of your mouth, because we usually speak on autopilot. And if you can get into the habit of really observing your thoughts, then it's really going to help you be able to manifest in the future. Now, you may have heard a lot of people say that you need to be positive all the time to be able to manifest anything, and this is not true at all. I'm really not into all this raise your vibration stuff and be positive all the time, because it's not realistic and it's not necessary to be able to manifest anything. We have been given a range of emotions from negative to so-called positive. All of these are subjective anyway, and we are supposed to use them all. There are different circumstances in life, all which require a different response. Usually the way to change anything in life is first of all to notice that something bad has happened that you don't want. And probably that involves complaining about it. But then what we want to do is we want to switch from complaining about something to turn that into a manifestation. We don't necessarily have to stop complaining. We just have to recognize how to take it to the next level, which is to actually get the opposite of what we don't want, which is what we do want. And despite what you've heard, complaining doesn't block your manifestations, but it does depend what you're complaining about. For example, if you're trying to manifest money and you don't really have much money at the moment, if you ended up losing a certain amount of money, then complaining that you've lost that money isn't going to block more money coming in the future. You're simply stating a fact that money was lost. What does block more money coming in the future is if you are using language that talks about the future or talks about things always being a particular way. So for example, if you're talking about in the past, I lost this money, I'm so annoyed I lost this money, that's fine, you're talking about the past. But then if you start talking about the present and you say, I am sick of always being broke, then you're using the word always because you're talking about the present situation. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to manifest always having something negative. And you don't want to talk about the future either. You don't want to talk about, I'm never going to have enough money for anything I want in my life. I'm so sick of this life. I can never afford anything I want. And it's always going to be this way. So that's talking about the future. And you don't want to do that either. So it depends on the type of complaint that you are using, whether or not it's going to block your manifestation. So that's why it's good to be really careful about the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's fine to state a fact. And a fact is something that has happened already in the past. The money was lost. It's also fine to be emotional. It's fine to declare that you're annoyed about that. I am so annoyed that this money was lost. But what it's not fine to do is talk about predicting the future, because as soon as you start predicting the future, and also when we talk about the present, that's also predicting the future, because the present is, you know, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. If we're talking about what's going to happen in the present, we're really talking about the future anyway. So don't say, I'm annoyed that this is always going to be the case, or I'm annoyed that people always take advantage of me. What we want to do instead is recognize what we were annoyed about or upset about in the past, and then decide what we want in the future, and we predict that positive outcome instead of the negative one. So we start off with the complaint, which is fine. I'm so annoyed that that person took advantage of me and stole my money. Then we decide what we want. I want to work with people who are honest, genuine and do the job that they said they were going to do. So that's what we state. I'm so happy that I always work with genuine people who always do a good job for me now. So that's like an affirmation, what I call a brain stamp. And a brain stamp is a realistic affirmation, a way of speaking as if you were actually having a conversation. If you don't make affirmations realistic, your subconscious mind won't believe it and it won't manifest. So you need to make your affirmations realistic. Use brain stamps instead of affirmations. So we've got our brain stamp. Now what do? We create a reverse memory. This is a memory of something having happened in the future that you are going to remember in your imagination that is going to manifest something in the future. So we've decided what we want, we've declared what kind of person you are, and now we activate the manifestation by having a imaginary conversation with somebody else. So we imagine that we're having a conversation and we are telling somebody our positive news. So we say something like, "Oh, it's fantastic. Over the last year, I have just had such a positive experience working with people. Everybody that I have hired to do a job for me has always done their very best, and they've even saved me so much money. It's fantastic." And then you loop that over and over again in your imagination. You can write it down so you don't forget what it is, and then you could read it over and over again so you don't get distracted. You could record your voice reading it over and over again so you don't get distracted. You could even create a mind movie, and I've got videos showing you how to use all of these techniques. So that's how you replace a moan with a manifestation. So it just starts with becoming aware of your thought. So if you could have a challenge with somebody else and do the no complaining challenge for 30 days and really point out to each other where you are complaining, it's really going to help you to understand your thought process and what the actual words are that are coming out of your mouth when you are complaining. So I challenge you to go and do that because it is fantastic. And another thing that really helped me to stop complaining or complain a lot less, I wouldn't say I've stopped complaining, but I do complain a lot less than I used to, is to realize who I really am. When I realize who I really am, there was no need for complaint because everything was as it should be. It was supposed to be like this. Even bad things were supposed to happen. And I have a video all about the bad things that were supposed to happen. So you can go and watch that. But I also have another video called Who is the Thinker of Your Thoughts, which will pop up on the screen now. So go and check that out because it will really help you when you realize who you truly are. I would love it if you could like this video so more people can find it. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.